practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast, originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dull, and thank you so very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather together around the radio to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Of course, this is a special day for us here in the United States of America. It is Mother's Day 2024, and throughout the program today, we're going to invite ladies to present the special music items for us, but I trust and pray that as we go throughout the broadcast today, that those of you who are godly women and godly mothers will be honored by this broadcast, as well as by your friends and family on this Mother's Day. How we thank God for godly mothers. We're going to begin the program today with a song entitled, My Faith Has Found a Resting Place. Again, this number will be presented by a young lady.
My faith has found a resting place, not in device nor creed. I trust the ever-living One, His wounds for me shall plead. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me. My heart is leaning on the Word, the written Word of God. Salvation by my Savior's name, salvation through His blood. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me. My great physician heals the sick, the lost He came to save. For me His precious blood He shed, for me His life He gave. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, it is enough that Jesus died, it is enough that Jesus died, and that
how we can thank God that the Lord Jesus Christ died for each and every one of us on the cross nearly 2,000 years ago, to the point that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, this is Mother's Day, and I want to say a hearty, happy Mother's Day to all of you who are mothers, and particularly even those of you who are godly women. I know that sometimes God does not give children to ladies, and of course that's all a part of His plan. But if you are a godly mother or a godly woman in general, we want to say God bless you. I'm so very thankful for my mother and my grandmother and my great-grandmother, all on my mother's side, who were godly women. I can remember as a child growing up, sitting at the feet, literally sitting at the feet of my great-grandmother. We called her Mum Hood. Her name was Christina Hood. We just called her Mum Hood. And I can remember sitting at her feet and her telling me about how much she loved the Lord Jesus. And I can even remember her reading the Bible to me. And then, of course, my grandmother, Nana, she was a pastor's wife for over 60 years. And what a true servant of God she was. And she just loved the Lord. She walked with the Lord. As a matter of fact, on her memorial service at her funeral, as it were, I remember my dad standing up and saying, in reference to my grandmother, that he thought that she had never sinned. Of course, he was joking about that because he knew that we all sinned. But she just had a life of godliness so that when you looked at her, you could see the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, of course, my mother, what a special lady she is, and she is still with us. She's in a home here in the Altoona area, but I have the opportunity of visiting her several times a week. And today she's just as sweet as ever. And so I'm very, very thankful for a heritage of godly mothers. And of course, I have a godly wife in Nancy, and she has to put up with me as she has been doing now for nearly 50 years. As of June the 1st, we will be married 50 years. And so she's been putting up with me. And so I've got to say that I'm very thankful for the godly mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, and wives in the world today. And I would encourage those of us who have such a heritage will today do what we can to honor those ladies who have had a positive impact in our lives. And so I do want to say Happy Mother's Day to all of you ladies today. I would invite you to join us at church this morning. We will be having Sunday school at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then our evening service tonight at 6 o'clock. And of course, this morning, I will be preaching on Mother's Day, a message that relates to godly mothers and godly women. And I would invite you to come on out, and we will be honoring the ladies in the church. And so I would invite you to come on out and join us as well. Certainly, if we can never serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. Our desire is that you know the Lord and walk with the Lord. And you can call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can write us a note and send it to the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. We would love to hear from you, and particularly if the program is a blessing to your heart, please let us know, because that's an encouragement to us as well. Our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org, fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And then, of course, you can go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org, and learn more about our ministry. And again, even if you just have a prayer request or a question about the Bible, don't hesitate to contact us. We would love to do what we can to help you in your walk with and relationship with the Lord. I want to encourage you to pray about an event coming up this coming weekend. That is Saturday, May the 18th through Wednesday, May the 22nd. It's the Pennsylvania Bible Reading Marathon in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Our sister ministry, the Way of Truth Ministries, conducts this along with Seedline International out of Brazil, Indiana. And what it is where we gather together on the front steps of the state capitol in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and read the Bible through from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. Every verse, and we do it without stopping. We do it 24 hours a day. This is the third time that we've done this at the capitol in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and churches and individual Christians are allowed to participate. Indeed, if you would like to take your church down, or if you would like to go down and spend some time there and just reading the Bible on your own, and you have some questions about it, don't hesitate to give us a call here again at our church number, which is 814-944-2894, or go to a website so that you can sign up if you would want to participate, and that web address is www.capitalbrm.org. That is www.capitolbrm.org. And you can sign up there to read. You can learn more about the Pennsylvania Bible Reading Marathon. And we would encourage you to pray for that and get involved with it. Again, if you have any personal questions about it, don't hesitate to call us here at the Faith Baptist Church at 814-944-2894. What Harrisburg needs today is the Word of God. And so pray for the Pennsylvania Bible Reading Marathon and go along with us or go down on your own if you would like. But pray that God will use His Word there in that city as it's read for 90 consecutive hours, the Word of God being read right there on the front steps of the Capitol in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Let's pray. Father, we do thank You for this day that You've given to us. We thank You for Your love for us. We thank You for what You've done for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I thank You for godly women, godly mothers. And today I pray that they will all be honored in a very unique way by their friends and families and local churches. And Father, it is my prayer that every mother who knows You will be used of You in a mighty way to bring their children up in the nurture and the admonition of Yourself. But Father, I would pray that as we go on until we see Jesus Christ face to face, that You would raise up more women to be godly women, more mothers to be godly mothers, that they might be an example to the rest of us, and that they might teach us the things of Your truth. And then, Lord, I pray that those of us who know and love and have had experiences with godly mothers and godly women will honor them for who they are today, because they certainly deserve honor because of the way that they've served You. So, Lord, I just pray Your blessing upon all godly women today, and we'll thank You for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now, here's another song entitled, Be Still and Know That I Am God. Again, we're continuing to use ladies in our special music today. I trust God will bless you with this song.
There is sufficient grace.
From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we go to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6, and I would like to read with you verses 10 and 11. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 and 11, where the Bible says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." That's Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. And now, before I deliver a message entitled "The Virtuous Woman" from Proverbs chapter 31, let's listen to another song that probably most of you don't know. It's relatively new to me as well. It's entitled "Let the Children Come," once again presented to us by the ladies.
Seen by God before their birth and fashioned by His hand, each member written in His book according to His plan. Everyone a living soul, a soul for whom Christ died. Little ones are loved by God, they're precious in His sight. Let them come to Jesus, bring them unto Him. Gladly He'll receive them, wash away their sin, teach them they are welcome, show them they are loved, seek them out and win them, let the children.
On Mother's Day, it's very appropriate to focus on the virtuous woman. And in Proverbs chapter 31, we find that Solomon is speaking of the qualities of the virtuous woman, and most Bible scholars believe that he's speaking concerning his own mother, Bathsheba. And as we read down through Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31, we see that there are over 20 qualities of the virtuous woman for us to take into consideration. And there's no doubt about it that those of you who are ladies should study Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31, and ask God to give you the wisdom and the strength and the grace to understand the principles that are found therein, and then put them to practice in your life. In verse 10 of Proverbs 31, it says, "Who can find a virtuous woman?" Now, the word virtuous is an interesting word. It basically means one who is excellent or of a high value. And so the question that Solomon brought forth here is, who can find a woman who is excellent and has great value in her life. And then, of course, he goes on to describe what such a woman is like. And, of course, you can see that he says right there in verse 10 that this woman has a price that is far above rubies. Now, we're not going to take the time to read down and to study all of those great virtues that are found in that chapter. We don't have the time to do it. But there are two things that I want to highlight with you today. First of all, we see, as I just mentioned in verse 10, that Solomon said that the virtuous woman has a high value. It says her price is far above rubies. In the day in which Solomon lived, rubies were very, very valuable, perhaps more valuable than what we would consider diamonds to be today. And so she was a woman that had a lot of value to those who knew her and loved her. But not only do we see that in those days her price was above rubies, but Solomon goes on and in verse 29 says that she was one who excelled in all things. Notice verse 29, it says, "Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all." In other words, there are many great virtuous women out there, is what Solomon was saying. But in reference to his own mother, he was saying, you know, she excelled above all of them. She must have truly been a virtuous woman. But the fact of the matter is, as we study this concept of the virtuous woman, we find that verse 30 teaches us that what causes the virtuous woman to be virtuous is that she fears the Lord. Notice what it says there again in verse 30 of Proverbs 31. It says, "Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised." What does it take to be a woman of high value? What does it take for a woman to be spiritually excellent, to the point that her price is above rubies, to the point that she excels in all things? And by the way, that means that she excels spiritually and socially and in her family life and physically and in everything. She just excels in everything. What does it take for a woman to do that? Well, it takes the fact that she must fear the Lord. That means she must have great respect for God. And I want to say to each one of you who are ladies today, can you say that you have great respect for God? That you fear Him, you love Him, you serve Him, you worship Him. You might say, well, Pastor Gary, I would like to be considered such a woman, but what does it take to fear the Lord? Well, several things. Number one, it takes to have faith in Him for salvation. So the woman, the mother that fears the Lord, certainly has trusted Jesus Christ as Savior and is born again. But then it takes obedience to the Word of God. The virtuous woman is the woman who does not live according to the whims of this life. But she spends time in the Word of God. She studies the Word of God. She obeys the Word of God. And then she even teaches the Word of God to the lives of others, her children and grandchildren and others who are around her. But then in addition to that, she is an example for God in her life. In other words, she reflects godliness. She reflects the values of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as others look upon her, they see the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as I said earlier in the program, when I think of my grandmother, Margaret Holohan, I think of one that every time I looked upon her, I saw the characters of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because she was a virtuous woman. And so a virtuous woman fears the Lord by having faith in God, by being obedient to God's word, by being an example for God in her lifestyle, but also by being active for God in Christian service. The woman who fears the Lord and who is the virtuous woman is not a deadbeat. She's not lazy. She does not sit around and become a tattletale or a busybody or whatever you want to say. No, she's actively involved in the things of the Lord because she loves the Lord and she wants to serve the Lord. And these qualities are seen in every aspect of her life, in the fact that she is a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. She has faith, she has obedience, she's an example, and she's active in the service of the Lord. This is the kind of a lady that God wants every lady to be. And this is God's desire for you, Mom. This is God's desire for you, ma'am, to be the virtuous woman. How should we respond to the virtuous women? Well, again, look at verse 30. It says, "Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised." When we find virtuous women, we should praise them for their high spiritual quality. But then, in verse 31, it says, "Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates." Certainly, we should reward her in giving to her as she has given to us and to others. So, we want to thank God for virtuous women today. And if you have such in your life, thank them, love them, encourage them, help them, but above all, pray for them. Certainly, if we can serve you spiritually, we would invite you to contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. And if we can help you as a lady to become more of a godly woman, we would love to do that as well. Thank you so much for joining us today. Until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Folks, the best is yet to come. God bless you today.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.